no light. In Abuja, I was in Abuja last 2 weeks or so. It's 2-3 hours a day. I'm in Maiduguri as I'm talking to you. Ever since I came here, there has been no light. That's why you see my house is running on generator, and then in the afternoon we struggle to get solar or something. That's for people that can even afford the remaining ones. God have mercy on them. So where is the power? Where is the light?
How are people coping, and how are industries coping with what you just described as almost an hour, 2 hours out of 24 hours of electricity or none at all?
I have a small factory here in Maiduguri where we do light manufacturing and packaging. The factory is grounded. I can't run that thing on diesel and still make profits. It's not just me. Many other people are passing through the same kind of challenge. Schools that you go, you see laptops, computer in the ICT room, they cannot operate those items, those equipment for children to learn, because where is the power to power those items? The school cannot afford petrol, cannot afford gas. Same thing with hospitals. It's making life difficult for everybody. People are just barely managing to cope because they have no any other option.
Has the government announced any remedial measures? Has the government said how long this will last? Any indications that power supply will improve anytime soon?
I think this power sector has been one of the most lucrative cash cow for Nigerian politicians. Under the administration of President Olusegun Obasanjo, about $16 billion was squandered in the name of producing power, and a single kilowatt has not been produced. I think the most important thing for us as Nigerians is to see how we can increase the megawatt. We are managing with about 4,000 or is it 3,000 megawatts, a country of about 220 million people. How can we survive on that? And the government, they are now saying people should stop using air conditioning system, their refrigerator, they should stop it. That's not the solution. The solution is let them come see how they can increase this megawatt. And for example, you go to ABBA, Professor Badnaji is doing something that, you know, the federal government of Nigeria couldn't do. This was somebody they frustrated out of the system. He is performing wonders there. They have even started enjoying it. 24-hour or so a steady electricity supply in ABBA. Why can't they employ, consult someone like this to scale up what he has done in ABBA so that the whole country can benefit? To my mind, until and except I see them making concerted effort to increase the megawatt to maybe 10,000 or 20,000, I don't think we are serious. And for now, the government clearly has no any concrete solution or clear-cut strategy to achieve that. They're trying to work with Siemens. How many megawatts can that Siemens give them? I think the key is to go into renewable energy.